Dave Calloway, Stacey Cole right here, 842, special guest joining us right now, and we know you've seen him on television, is going to be chatting with John Walsh here for a little bit here, and since 1988, John Walsh, he's been hosting America's Most Wanted. So now, new show, it's going to be over on CNN, and this one is called The Hunt. That's the name of the show, right, John?
The Hunt, right, Dave.
The show, you know what I'm wondering about? You move over to CNN, is obviously they're gathering a lot of storytellers. People are doing in-depth shows, that sort of thing. Is this going to be an extension of America's Most Wanted?
It is, Dave, and I wanted to say hello to Stacey, too.
Good morning.
And, good
morning. You know, I put in 25 years on Fox, and it was a great, phenomenal run. We caught 1,231 of the worst of the worst. In 45 countries, we recovered 61 missing kids alive. It was a great ride, and I tried to go back to work. I won a phenomenal Emmy for excellence in TV, and I thought it's time to, you know, go back to the real world and spend some time with my new grandchild and all that stuff. But I couldn't do it. So many people came to me and said, "Look, our cases are cold. Victims all over the country would contact me." Law enforcement, marshals, and FBI said, "Look, you've caught more guys than any marshal, any FBI agent in the history of the country." So I saddled back up with CNN. They have great worldwide exposure, and there are so many cases. I mean, America has become a very challenged place, very violent. 11 murders in Chicago last weekend. We've got coyotes bringing people across the border day and night. You know, we have a humanitarian crisis on the border. So I'm saddling back up. I love CNN, and I love their reach. And so this Sunday night, I'm profiling a horrible, horrible guy that murdered his own wife and then shot his 5-year-old and 8-year-old daughters in the face, murdered his own kids. Dangerous. Probably
John,
the biggest manhunt in California's history, and they can't find the guy.
John, did you catch, well, obviously you probably caught the news last night, a very similar sounding case in Texas?
Yep. They got that guy, fortunately. But this guy, when they got after this Shane Miller guy, they found that he had a bunker with 47 automatic weapons and over 100,000 rounds of ammunition. So anybody that can look their little daughters in the face and blow them away is a dangerous, dangerous guy. So, you know, it's just one of the reasons. I just couldn't sit still. I loved being with my family the last year and spending time with them. I went to work for a great company called Great Call. They have, you know, the jitterbug phone and the 5-star safety device. And I thought I was a private, you know, I was a businessman. I built deluxe hotels before Adam was murdered. I thought I could go back into the business world, and maybe I had done my share 25 years on the road, but I couldn't do it. And I know the power of television. I know what American people can do. They're good people. This is not about being a vigilante. It's about having the guts to pick up the phone or go to my website, leave us a tip. You don't have to leave your name. Cops don't answer the phone. I'll give it to the cops, and we'll hunt that coward down.
You know, you mentioned, John, you know, about the first show that's out of the box you're going to be doing this weekend. And Stace mentioning, you know, the current story that just happened yesterday, mm-hmm. where, you know, a man went and, you know, killed his family. With this kind of thing, there's no shortage of these stories. You know, there's no shortage of this material. I know that bothers you, but is it ever one of those things where you need, like you said, you were trying to walk away from it to go get, quote unquote, maybe something a little bit more normal going on in your life?
Right. My wife is such a wonderful person. Today's my 43rd wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thank you. And this woman always focuses me back in. She said, you know, I know you've never forgot that Adam was the real victim. And she said, and I know you've never forgot that you're really good at this. You're really a manhunter. You catch an extraordinary amount of people. And I'll always be the father of a murdered child. I think I will always have this anger and this heartbreak. I know I'll have the heartbreak forever, but I see how law enforcement are so stretched so thin. They make mistakes. They do things wrong. But in this economy, law enforcement is stretched so thin, and we have become this violent first world country with this incredible amount of homicides and violence and 22 mass murders in the last 2 years and 79 school episodes with guns. And I go, we're the richest, most powerful first world country. We're not a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, you know, if I can saddle up with CNN, take some of these guys off the streets before they hurt someone else, and that would be my way of dealing with my frustration and heartbreak about Adam, and maybe, you know, get the American people to realize we're all in this together.
It's so tough to watch these news stories, and I think we're almost becoming numb that we don't feel the tragedy anymore. And have you noticed that from people that, another shooting, okay, no big deal.
Passé.
Yeah.
So desensitized. I mean, I've caught guys all over the world and traveled all over the world, and I have many, many friends around the world, and people look at us and go, wow, you're the greatest country. People are lining up to get into America, but you have so many guns and so much violence. I mean, I think we would turn down on America's Most Wanted probably 150 cases every week from law enforcement, and I still, you know, I've testified before Congress I don't know how many times, in every single state, I've been in your state, to talk about better child protection, better laws for victims. And people look at us and say, how could such a great, smart, free nation have so much violence? And we're, for example, we're the number one sex trafficker of children in the world. You would think it would be Cambodia. You would think it would be Indian, yes, that happens in those countries, but Americans have a great way of saying, oh, my God, that's awful. There's another school shooting. There's another this. There's another. Oh, yeah. Did you watch the World Cup? Did you watch the Stanley Cup? What movie's coming out this week? Did you see the new BMW? We are this society that sort of doesn't want to talk about the rough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about it all the time and say, look, Chicago's one of the greatest cities in the world. But it had 505 homicides last year. It had 55, it had 11 murders last weekend in Chicago and 60 people being shot. I think that we need to take a hard look at our own country and say, it's time to change things. It's time to put the safety and the exploitation of women and children to the top of the congressional list, not way down at the bottom with the victims' rights legislation. Let's talk about doing something positive, and we all know what gridlock this Congress is. My God, look what's going on in the border, and Congress just can't seem to put that on the top of the agenda.
Yeah.
Well, John, we're going to see all these stories, and it's starting this weekend, The Hunt. You're going to see it on CNN, and they do a lot of repeats of these shows, which I appreciate. You know, busy lifestyle, anything going on where you can't catch it at a certain time. CNN will be doing repeats on this, too. But The Hunt with John Walsh, it airs on CNN, and so Sundays is when we'll be seeing you.
Yep,
right.
Sunday night's premier show, and I'm hoping that sometime next week or soon thereafter, this Shane Miller guy will be in handcuffs. This whole town that he terrorized will be able to go back to normal. And I'll be talking to you guys next week about how the great American public helped take Shane Miller off the streets.
Well, thank you so much for what you do for our country and for the world. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Have a great day, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks for having me.